This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Several thousand supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington protested election results and then hailed Mr. Trump's passing motorcade before nighttime clashes with counter-demonstrators sparked fistfights, at least one stabbing and at least 20 arrests. Several other cities on Saturday also saw gatherings of Mr. Trump's supporters unwilling to accept Democrat Joe Biden's projected Electoral College and popular vote victory as legitimate. Cries of stop the steal and count every vote continued in spite of a lack of evidence of voter fraud or other problems that could reverse the result. After nightfall, the relatively peaceful demonstrations in Washington turned from tense to violent. Videos posted on social media showed fistfights, projectiles, and clubs as Mr. Trump supporters clash with those demanding they take their MAGA hats and banners and leave. The tensions extended to Sunday morning. A variety of charges, including assault and weapons possession, were filed against those arrested. Two police officers were injured and several firearms were recovered by police. Projected U.S. President-elect Joe Biden told reporters that he was working on announcing his choices for some key cabinet positions. Earlier in the week, Biden named longtime aide Ron Klain as his White House chief of staff. The president-elect has promised to build an administration that reflects the diversity of the country. The United States and Israel tracked and killed a senior al-Qaeda operative in Iran earlier this year in a bold intelligence operation that came as the Trump administration was ramping up pressure on Tehran. Four current and former U.S. officials say the operative, Abu Muhammad al-Masri, al-Qaeda's number two, was killed by assassins in the Iranian capital. And in August, two of the officials, one current and one former, say Israeli agents carried out the operation. This is VOA News. The United States set a new record of daily coronavirus infections with nearly 200,000 cases, as the number of cases nears 11 million. Due to the record highs, the average daily increase of coronavirus infections in the U.S. has exceeded 132,000 over a seven-day period. The governors of California, Oregon, and Washington issued joint coronavirus travel advisories urging people arriving to their states from other states or countries to self-quarantine for 14 days, and they asked local residents to avoid all non-essential travel out-of-state trips. North Dakota has become the 35th U.S. state to require face coverings be worn in public as governors across the country grapple with the surge in coronavirus infections that threatens to swamp their health care systems. North Dakota joined 38 other states this month in reporting record daily jumps to new cases, 17 others with record deaths, and 25 others with a record number of COVID-19 patients in hospitals, according to a Reuters tally. The mask order, similar to other state mandates, requires face coverings to be worn in most indoor public places and in outdoor businesses and public settings when it's not possible to maintain physical distancing. The head of the World Food Program says the Nobel Peace Prize has been given the UN agency a spotlight and a megaphone to warn world leaders that next year is going to be worse than this year. David Beasley warns that without billions of dollars, we're going to have famines of biblical proportions in 2021. He said in an AP interview that the Nobel Committee looked at the agency's work and conflicts to feed millions, but also sent a message to the world that it's getting worse and that our hardest work is yet to come. China and 14 other countries agreed Sunday to set up the world's largest trading bloc, encompassing nearly a third of all economic activity in a deal many in Asia are hoping will help hasten a recovery from the shocks of the pandemic. The Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP, was signed virtually Sunday on the sidelines of the annual summit of the 10-Nation Association of Southeast Asia. The accord will take already low tariffs on trade between member countries, still lower over time and less comprehensive than an 11-nation trans-Pacific trade deal that U.S. President Donald Trump pulled out of shortly after taking office. And diplomats say rockets have been fired at Eritrea's capital as the deadly fighting in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region appears to spill across an international border and bring some of the observers' worst fears to life. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil of VOA News.
Hello again, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host. And sadly, we must mark the passing of one of the greatest pianists in all of jazz history. McCoy Tyner has died at the age of 81, and we'll celebrate him on this edition of the program. I certainly don't have time to give you all the details of the brilliant career and life of McCoy Tyner, who died at the age of 81. He was from Philadelphia, one of the great jazz centers alongside New Orleans and New York and Chicago, Los Angeles and San Francisco and the other big cities where jazz flourished over the decades. Well, McCoy Tyner left an incredible impression on so many young pianists as he became one of the main men of the modern jazz era, following the days of Dixieland and the big band era and bebop and beyond. He certainly created with his forceful way of playing, which was forceful but melodic at the same time, a brilliant style of making jazz on piano. And he probably was most famous in the beginning of his career for his work with the legendary John Coltrane Quartet. And I'll give you some of that music right now on albums like A Love Supreme and My Favorite Things, which we'll give you now. McCoy Tyner played piano behind John Coltrane's saxophone work, Steve Davis on bass, and Elvin Jones on the drums. My Favorite Things to begin this edition of Jazz America and a celebration of the late, great McCoy Tyner. the end of March. That means April is right around the corner, and April is Jazz Appreciation Month. And even though jazz was born in the United States of America, it's now created and celebrated worldwide. Case in point, the music you just heard from a Danish vocalist, Sinne Eeg, and the Danish Radio Big Band from the brand new album We've Just Begun, with a song entitled To a New Day. And in the face of all of the adversity that the world is looking at right now, with this terrible coronavirus sweeping the globe, I thought it might be nice to hear a song with a positive message, and we'll try to give you more of that as this edition of Jazz America continues. And right now, as we look back on the life and career of the late, great McCoy Tyner, who passed away at the age of 81 just days ago, let's go back in time and go to Norway for a conversation backstage after one of McCoy Tyner's performances there, and get a little bit more insight into his personal life from his own perspective, followed by one of his most famous songs from his own great McCoy Tyner group and the album The Real McCoy from 1967. We'll hear the song Passion Dance.
It is international. You see, it's an art form. Mm-hmm. And it's practiced all over the world. Every place I've gone, people are practicing it. And I'm very happy because this gives it credence, this gives it recognition in the world. And I think that that's very important for an art form to have that, a true art form. It makes it a true art form, you know. I think that's important, you know, because I feel that that an artist must give what he has to the world, you know. That it's good to be accepted at home. I think that's very important. But I think that also is important and very bitter when the world can receive what he has to give and walk away from the concert and say, well, I feel better than I did when I came in. Mm-hmm. I think that's very important, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this music, that's what music does. It should do. It should make one feel better.
And I predict we'll all feel better after we enjoy Passion Dance from the late McCoy Tyner on Jazz America from VOA 1. You know we always want to give you the best of jazz, past and present, and from the present, a brand new release from a versatile saxophonist, Jimmy Green. The album is called While Looking Up, and with a lot of special guests joining him, among them Stefan Harris on the marimba on the song you just heard, that was Always There. I've got more coming up in our celebration of the late, great McCoy Tyner, but first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. And here's another one of those really kind messages I receive quite often, and this one reads as follows. Yes, Russ Davis, I listen from Uganda every Saturday. Amara Henry from Kampala. Well, thank you, Amara, and thank you all for listening and loving jazz wherever you are around the globe. And by the way, if you just don't mind passing along the words of the joys of jazz and tell folks how they can hear Jazz America, we'll all embrace the music together and make ourselves feel better all around the globe. Now let's turn to more music from McCoy Tyner. Such a versatile player he was, delving in everything from hard bop to big band and Latin jazz. In 2008, he put together a collection of songs from an album simply titled Guitars, and he brought in the folks like Derek Trucks, Mark Ribot, Bill Frisell, all great guitarists, even Bela Fleck on the banjo. He also included John Scofield, a modern master, and they put together this version of John Coltrane's classic Mr. PC. Scofield and McCoy Tyner from the album Guitars on Jazz America.
year. I went straight home because I had so much to fear. I had dreamed for oh so long that one day I'd be going home. There's so much gossip in the town. Nobody knows what's really going down. Stench, smells, I couldn't stand it. The dirtier you are, the more you're ahead.
Run, Nina.
Oh, I got to go.
Run, Nina.
Oh, the man at the door.
Run, Nina.
Run as fast as you can.
Run, Nina.
God is holding me hand. When I first got to Africa, I was glad. I thought at last I wouldn't be had. So I went to a discotheque one night and danced myself right out of sight. What I mean is this, I went with a friend, sat through the night right to the end. The music was American and oh so good, so I jumped up just where I stood.
Run, Nina.
Oh, I got to go.
Run, Nina.
Oh, the man at the door.
Run, Nina.
Run that fast as you can.
Run, Nina.
God, he's holding me and I went there.
Interesting, wouldn't you say? You were probably listening to that song thinking, I know that voice, but I've never heard that song before. Well, if you were thinking that was Nina Simone, you were correct. And we probably haven't heard that before because it was released in 1982 on a very small French label. Nina had moved to France at that point in 1982. And the album came out just recently all around the world, so we've just enjoyed a cut from Fodder on My Wings, a brand new quote-unquote album from Nina Simone, and the song Liberian Calypso is what you just heard. Now let's return back a few years ago and enjoy more of an interview backstage with McCoy Tyner in Norway here on Jazz America, and we'll follow that with the title cut from his debut solo effort from 1961, Inception. When the interviewer asked McCoy about the origins of American jazz, McCoy pointed back to Africa.
I feel that that's the origins of the music.
Yeah.
And I like it. But there are many people now accept that fact readily, that there is definitely the African influence in the music, you know. And it's just obvious, you know, to me, you know, even going looking back to the old spirituals, you know, the blues and what have you, that these melodies are definitely African influence, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there are many other things in the music, too. I mean, it's not just that, but I think that's one of the main elements that makes gives the music its identity, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it helps to, you know, it's different from maybe African folk music, but I think it has a... It's definitely a derivative from that, you know.
Steiner from 1961 with the title cut from his debut solo album Inception. And now let's jump forward to the 21st century, to the 2007 release, McCoy Tyner Quartet Live. And what a quartet! With Joe Lovano on saxophone, Christian McBride on the bass, and Jeff Tane Watts on the drums. McCoy Tyner with Walk Spirit, Talk Spirit on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back.
is Al DiMeola, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Wasn't that a brilliant modern version of Mother Nature's Son, a classic from The Beatles, interpretation by Al DiMeola. His brand new release is where we took that from. It's called Across the Universe, and we'll feature more of that, talk to Al DiMeola, and hear more jazzy versions of Beatles classics on the next Jazz America. This is Russ Davis. Join me then, won't you?